where things were going and to try to focus on some of these challenges and opportunities, I guess is the way you say it. So what we're going to do is we have a number of people on teleconference, and I hope that they're there and can stay with us. We will run from right now up until noon and hopefully hear everybody and have everyone an opportunity to address the committee. We thought it would be useful to set a few things in kind of perspective. We've asked the commissioner to come and tell us about what's happening with the Red Dog mine negotiations. Pedro Denton to give us a Division of Mines, to give us a state mining overview. From Charlie Green regarding the Placer Mining Economic Impact Study, and then a presentation by the Alaska Miners Association, Bruce Garrity from the Miners Advisory Committee, and John Sims from the Coal Operators and Leaseholders Association. We thought it would be useful to get those individuals testifying and then go to individual testimony around the state. Again, I want to hear from everybody. I hope that no one takes too much time, so there'll be that opportunity to get everybody in and have an opportunity to talk to the committee. We're delighted to see we have a good number of people here in Anchorage, and we're looking forward to testimony from around the state. So with that, I would ask the committee members if they have any comments prior to starting. Senator Kirkie? Apparently not. So Commissioner Lauren Lonsberry from the Department of Commerce and Economic Development. Lauren, we'd like to hear very much about the Red Dog mine update. We see things in the paper, and everybody knows you have to raise some questions about this. So we welcome you here today and appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm Lauren Lonsberry, Commissioner of Commerce and Economic Development for the state. And I was pleased to be invited to make a presentation to give you a chronological update on where we've been, where we are, and where we're going on the Red Dog, Alaska negotiations to construct the 57-mile road and port facility north of Kotzebue to enable Cominco to mine what we all have become to know as the largest lead zinc deposit in the world. As you know, enabling legislation was passed by the legislature with a great amount of effort and work by this committee, signed into law by the governor last June. A memo of understanding was negotiated between Cominco and the state of Alaska, and I should, I guess, qualify that more between the Alaska Industrial Development Authority, who in essence will be the ultimate owner of the project. That memo of understanding was negotiated by AIDA and Cominco. It was signed by the AIDA board on November the 20th this past year, and sent on to Cominco's board of directors, who signed and returned the document to us in mid-December. On January 7th, the two teams, Cominco and AIDA team, negotiating teams, started their negotiation then on the actual contract. The memo, which while not legally binding, shows the major ingredients that both parties agreed to and agreed would be incorporated within the contract document, including the items that were required by the legislature, such as rate of return, usage of road and dock by others, IRS rulings on tax free bonds, loan bond guarantees, and other items that you insisted upon. The contracts negotiations started, as I say, on January 7th and are continuing. As you can appreciate, some of the contract is somewhat complex, and since this is a first for both the state and Cominco for a project of this size, both of us are working very hard to secure a contract that's going to be fair and just for both Cominco and the state of Alaska. The contract negotiations are continuing. There will be meetings tomorrow between Cominco and AIDA. And as you know, all of us in state administration, led by the governor, have been working very hard on this for the past 2 years. You have spent a great deal of time on it, this committee and the legislature. And I've spent a great deal of time and effort. I think we all want this to be a great success. I know Cominco has expended a great deal of time and money over the years, as we have, and I'm very enthusiastic that the project will go forward timely. I think where people of like minds and goodwill want a project as important as this, it will happen. another major reason the governor and administration, as well as the, I think, the people of the state, that this project will signal other throughout the world that the state can and will work with private industry to provide infrastructure that will create the economic development that we all want, and of course all of the economic benefits that follow, such as jobs and production and transfer payments and these types of things. I'm very enthusiastic about the project, Senator, and I'm convinced that